Shimon came, he assassinated Shimon, and he killed his two brothers-in-law, and he held his mother-in-law for ransom. And he thought for sure, well, holding a mother-in-law for ransom is understandable, but the other three is crossed the line. The mistake that he made two mistakes. One mistake is that he trusted the Greek generals. The second mistake was that the son, who was the most talented and the strongest, he did not assassinate. And that man was called Yochanan Hyrcanus. John Hyrcan is his Greek name, H-Y-R-C-A-N. Yochanan Hyrcanus was the oldest son of Shimon, and Yochanan Hyrcanus was a great and fierce warrior who already participated in his father's battles. And when Yochanan Hyrcanus heard what happened, he immediately rushed back to Yerushalayim and installed himself again in his father's place as the Kohen Gadol and as the Melech, and he rallied the Sanhedrin to his side, because the Sanhedrin certainly wanted him over this son-in-law who was such a who had done such a terrible deed, and the people of Israel rallied behind him, and he besieged Jericho. He was able to save his mother, and he killed his brother-in-law who had assassinated his father, and now he became the king and the Kohen Gadol. Yochanan Hyrcanus is called in the Gemara Yochanan Kohen Gadol. When you find in the Gemara Yochanan Kohen Gadol, they're talking about Yochanan Hyrcanus. The Talmud tells us Shimesh Bakahuna Shmonim Shono, that he was the Kohen Gadol for 80 years. There are some Mefarshim that say that the Gemara doesn't mean literally 80 years. But he was the king, the longest reign of any of the kings of the Hashmonaim was Yochanan Hyrcanus. And he did live a long life, and he died in his bed, which was a major accomplishment in those times. Most of them will not die in their bed. Now, there is an incident that happens with Shimon and his wife. An incident that is recorded in the Gemara and had halachic consequences. The Gemara in Ksubis discusses the halacha of Shvuya. Shvuya is a woman that was in a town that was captured by non-Jews. And the assumption being that this woman was violated, because that was the usual course of behavior. If a conquering army took over the town, so all the women were raped. And those that were not, the burden of proof lay upon the woman to prove that she had not been violated. Now, the halachic consequence applies to Kohanim, because the halacha is that if a married woman willingly has an affair, lives with another man, she becomes asura to her husband. She becomes forbidden to her husband. However, if a married woman is assaulted against her will, so there is no change in the marital relationship. However, by a Kohen, the yichus of a Kohen is such that if a married woman who is married to a Kohen is assaulted against her will, she also becomes asura to the Kohen, to her husband. And the Shvuya, a woman that was in a captured city, so the assumption was that she had been violated. Shimon's wife, in one of the battles, was in the city that was overrun by an opposing army. And therefore, technically,